Hey, this is Carl. How can I help you?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What about you?
Good.
Okay, so whom do you want to talk to?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a book published.
Okay, so can I have a good name?
Yeah, James.
Okay, James, can you tell me a little bit about your book? Like, is it ready or are you still writing the manuscript?
Yeah, I want to do like a documentary book about me. I'm in the Bricklayers Union Local 1. My dude built the city in New York City. And I got a union delegate owed me $250,000, the Bricklayers Union Local 1, the union president over here, their officer. I hired Vinnie Parco, states that they're taking bribes out of New York City. And they don't want to pay me my money. They're using their words to block me out. They're holding jobs over my head. I got all the paperwork. I got paperwork from the senator. I got paperwork from the congresswoman. I got paperwork from everywhere that they're holding $250,000 of my money. And they don't want to address it in New York City here.
That's a lot of money, yeah.
A lot of money, huh?
Yeah. Quite a billion bucks.
Sitting in a pension fund, buddy. And they don't want to give it to me.
So, aside of that, any legal actions? Aside of that, what about?
So, you know, they're giving me a lot of time, hard time trying to get a lawyer to get my money out of here, buddy.
Okay.
I want to try to pressure them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what you should pressure them.
You know what I'm saying? They owe me $250,000. I have all the paperwork. I have a certificate to do these smoke seals in the buildings. It's a certified certificate to do these smoke seals in the building, and they never paid me right in this union. Buddy.
So how soon
I have
are
all
you
the paperwork and documents for this. Excuse me?
How soon are you going to file a case against them?
I try to file cases against them. I have cases against them. To this day, I went to the National Labor Board. I went to Senator Joseph Addavo's office. I have paperwork for injury for a company I've been working for. Nobody wants to give me a lawyer. You know what I mean? And this union is holding my money. They're holding my money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's your hard-earned money, and you deserve it back.
They have my money, and nobody wants to accept my paperwork, brother. I have paperwork from the congresswoman that this union is not accepting. So my money is just sitting there. They're telling me I need a lawyer. And no, for 10 years, nobody wants to give me a lawyer. Now, I think there's something fishy that nobody wants to give me a lawyer, buddy. Really?
So have you thought about, like, hiring a private lawyer?
I try to file, buddy. I have paperwork just to file against these people. EEOC paperwork, regular paperwork. Nobody wants to give me a lawyer to file it. Okay? I went down to Camden Plaza in Brooklyn. Buddy, I got paperwork in my bag. Okay? I try to get a lawyer just to get my money out of this union to see if somebody can do this paperwork that I went and picked up so I can get my money. Nobody wants to do it. Why do you think I'd be talking to you? You know what I mean? Now, if you don't think something fishy about that.
You will get your money. I will pray for that personally. That's your hard-earned money. You will get it. So, tell
you,
me, like...
I'll give you my number. See if you can get back to me, and we can sit down with this, buddy.
Sure.
Maybe we can make some money off this.
Sure. Can you tell me a good
time? You know what I'm saying, brother?
Give your call back. Yeah. I get your
point. Yeah. I'll give you my number. We'll have an appointment, and we'll see what's up with this Bricklayers Union. Owes me $250,000, buddy. No?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Can you tell me a good time to give you a call back so we can discuss?
Yeah, I'm going to give you my number, and I'm going to call you back. When's a good time for you where you have time, buddy? And we'll sit down. I'll show you all the paperwork, and you see what we can do. You know,
sure.
The money's sitting in there. The paperwork's just sitting here, right? I have this paperwork that we need to address this union. Where's my money at, Mark? You know what I mean, brother?
Yeah. I got your point, man.
You know what I mean? You understand, right?
Yeah.
They owe me $250,000. Trust me. Guaranteed.
So how did you end up writing a book then? Like,
well, I've been talking to publishers, and they want all my money up front. Give them up front, brother. The money's here. It's in my fucking paperwork. I need to get to address this union. They need to accept it.
And, like, what are you doing to get your bread and butter nowadays? Like, how's life? Hello? Hello, Jake. I can't hear you. Hello.